stars? Were they created on the fourth day?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a planetarium and a large creation museum near the Cincinnati airport. Ken, isn't that what the Bible says, that the stars were made on day four of creation?
Mark, God certainly made the stars on the fourth day, and the Bible's clear on this. But many Christians believe in the secular view of the universe that says it began with a Big Bang. These Christians say, well, God used the Big Bang. However, according to the Big Bang, the stars appeared before the Earth did. But the Bible states the stars were made on day four and the Earth on day one. Now, Christians who believe the Big Bang thus are forced to say that the stars only appeared on day four, that they became visible on the fourth day but had been created earlier. Now, how do we refute that kind of logic? Well, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 16, God said he made two great lights. It's important to note that in the Hebrew language, there's what's called an object marker, called et, that connects a noun to the verb used. So follow me here. Genesis 1:16 continues with et the greater light, et the lesser light, and et the stars also. Now, the et connects the greater light, lesser light, and stars to the Hebrew word made. In other words, God made the stars on day four. The scripture's clear. Thus, a Christian cannot say that God used the Big Bang.
For more evidence from astronomy that confirms the biblical account of the creation of the universe, read our free booklet on astronomy and the Bible. It's available free on our website, answersradio.com.